Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The bottom of the screen, it's Belt. Belt seeking space. Belt trying to go over the top. He fights to the goal line. He's in for the touchdown. At the gun. The Steelers win.
Mike Tomlin rang the bell at crunch time with a wildcat off-tackle run right behind his Pro Bowl tight end, Heath Miller, and Le'Veon Bell did it all himself.
Here's the running back. Play action. And Manning's going to heave one. There's a flag. Beckham, a one-handed catch. How in the world?
Oh, my goodness.
And Brandon Carr was back there. I mean, he is insane. How do you make that catch?
Oh, my goodness. This is sick. Put this to music. I don't think he stepped out either. That may be the greatest catch I've ever seen.
Third down and 10. Dalton in his own end zone. And down he goes into the safety.
Ball game.
It is. Dolphins win. Andy Dalton goes down in a wake. Name Cameron, safety, ball game, end of a four-game losing skid, the end of a four-game winning streak.
All right, welcome back. A crazy, crazy night in National Football League. For free agency, we never see anything like this.
This is NBA free agency when there's 45 guys out there signing with different teams. That's what's happening right now.
We've had...
This is crazy, except they're superstars.
Two of the biggest names in the NFL, away from quarterbacks. We understand how important a quarterback position is and all that stuff and all the star quarterbacks around the league. But you start talking about Antonio Brown and now Odell Beckham getting traded. Just unbelievable. Of course, now the Cleveland Browns just on paper. We'll see how it works. You know, it is funny. There's only one football.
There's a lot of hands out there.
That's going to have to be, and how will a first-time head coach, I know he, you know, how's he going to handle a lot of egos? Because
Freddie Kitchens doesn't make it out of year one.
You can say what you want. Everybody wants the football.
Of course.
And if you think all of a sudden, just because you're winning, a guy wants three catches for 22 yards, that ain't going to fly.
Joe, there's seven mouths to feed, and there's one football. Seven mouths. Odell Beckham, Jarvis Landry, David Njoku, Antonio Callaway. If Kareem Hunt comes back,
I think Antonio
Duke
will be,
Johnson,
Antonio will
and
be
Nick
fine.
Chubb, Joe. Yeah. Seven guys you got to feed.
It's contagious, bro.
Yeah, it's going to be.
It's contagious.
This is an all-star team on paper, but there is only one football. That's
now,
it.
One thing they got going for him, Jarvis Landry and Odell are really close.
Best buddies, and their coach is their coach now.
And
their old
coach
is their new, you know, so what I mean? So
their
that's
LSU
fine.
Receiver coach is now their Browns coach, so that should help as well.
Joe, one football.
There's still only
that's
one
it.
Football.
There's only one football.
You can only throw it, and your running game's going, and you run a little bit too much, and so
Kareem Hunt has a good game. Nick Chubb's running the ball well. They only throw the ball 15, 16 times in a game because they don't need
to. You can say whatever you want. I sure like to have that problem. That would be fun.
Of course.
If you're one of their announcers going, I don't know how this is going to turn out, but damn, it's going to be fun to see.
Joe, you said it to open the show, and you couldn't be any more right. Whatever the schedule was going to look like for the Browns before the season, 1 o'clock game in Cincinnati, 4 o'clock in Pittsburgh, whatever the most amount of primetime games, the NFL would be dumb not to put them on it.
Oh.
Monday night, Sunday night, if they need two Thursday night, whatever it is, you get them prime time because this is going to be the show to watch this year. And I don't know if Cleveland plays KC or Cleveland plays the Rams this year. I'm not sure. But that's going to be one of those games like last year in that Monday night game in Mexico City that had to go back out to L.A. That's going to be must-watch television. That's
they,
it.
They will have max amount of Monday night and Sunday night football games. and then probably a lot of 4 o'clock games on CBS, right? There's a good chance Romo and Nance are going to see a lot of
the Cleveland Browns.
Or wherever they're playing in the AFC for sure. So anyway, that was the news. Le'Veon Bell also getting paid, but not what he thought he was getting paid. 4-year, $52.5 million, 35 guaranteed. He had mentioned the last couple of days he was kind of torn where to go. He was torn because he didn't get the damn money he wanted. That's what had him all torn up. But it's got time to play, man. Can't talk about it. It would still bother me. Now, I know he could have got hurt last year, but skipping $14.5 million that you never will get back. And I can tell you this, that new contract didn't, oh, by the way, here's your 14 and a half from last year. We'll just add that on top.
Yeah, no. He needed to get about $56 or $55 million guaranteed to maybe come up with that money from last year.
Yeah.
To even try to.
He's a great player. He's got incentives. Jets put a lot of incentives in there, hoping that's going to make sure that he is motivated and ready to go. So anyway, just a crazy day. So it's all official, by the way. It's still got to be done. I don't know if this is going to turn into college football where – handful of kids decommit last second or change their mind. And by the way, I heard this last night, and it's so true. So like college football, when you verbally commit, people still call you.
Of course.
They call you right to the end. Hey, man, you sure, you know, really want you? Your friends want you? Hold on, we're going to put such and such on the phone. You don't think NFL teams that think like when you said, hey, I've decided I'm not going, I'm going, they're not calling last second saying, hey, we'll give you a little bit more money. So I'm just curious to see if everybody actually signs where they're supposed to today. And then the mystery for me is Teddy Bridgewater. We talked about it yesterday, and it was a story like Teddy Bridgewater was offered a starting job with the Dolphins for more money, but says he's going back, likes the culture and environment and the locker room. Going to be Drew Brees' backup, and hopefully it's going to be his job once Drew gets injured or retires. And I was thinking, man, I don't know about that. Like, I just, there's not a lot of starting jobs that are really, really open right now. Teddy's got to be looking and going, that's my job if I show up.
Sure.
It might be my last chance. I've been out as a non-starter now for 3 years with injury or just backing up. 3 years. This is my chance. And, oh, by the way, it's in my backyard. I know it's not a perfect team for people to go, oh, why would you want to play for this crap? I'd still want to come and play. The league sees it. They see what you're playing with. Are you going to make guys better with what you have? It's nothing but, to me, they look and see what you have, and you can make it successful and put up some good numbers. He doesn't play special teams. He has to worry about the defense.
Mm-mm.
All Teddy's got to do is come down. And now the money's a big thing. And, you know, incentives with it for starts and all the things you might get. But if Teddy, who I got to believe, if it's a Teddy Bridgewater, I remember this guy went to Louisville and started that thing.
Yeah.
And all those guys
it's
followed
really
him.
Really good out there, too. Yeah.
I just can't imagine why he'd want to go and be Drew Brees' backup in a great organization right now. Saints have obviously a top 5 or 6 organization.
One bad penalty away from the Super Bowl.
But does this sound like something like, Teddy, you got a chance to be a starter, man. If the Dolphins want you. Now, I don't know what the money is.
Well, that's probably has a lot to do with it. That's what I'm guessing.
Well, can you imagine the Dolphins are asking him to come for backup friggin' money?
To start? Maybe. Maybe they are. Maybe they're looking for a starter,
Teddy,
on the cheap.
Come down here for $5 million. Teddy, come down here.
Or $6 million as a backup somewhere else.
I just can't imagine it's that kind of money.
I mean, I don't know for sure. We'll know more
well,
today.
Know you're coming in. And then the thing is also, still got a chance. And I know everybody's got to look out for the business part of this job because it doesn't last forever. But Teddy is trying to get back to being a starter while he can, and the longer you're out of the game, the longer you're a lifetime backup quarterback.
Sure. Especially with all these rookie quarterbacks.
I'm just throwing all these things out. Peter King was on earlier this morning and talked about all the different scenarios for Teddy, which we've been talking about too, and we're the only job open right now. There's open competition everywhere. I don't know what's going to happen in Arizona, but Josh Rosen, if he switches teams, that's not good for Teddy either.
No, you're right. You're right. Someone trades for him, that more than likely he's going to either start or have the attempt to start.
You just got to show somebody.
But do you think there's a high probability that he's successful here or anyone is successful here next year?
Successful enough for people in the NFL aren't stupid going, geez, Teddy played great considering friggin' offensive line was, I mean, if it's bad.
What if it's worst case scenario, though? And I'm not talking about injury. I'm talking about actual play on the field. What if he does come here, starts for this team, and he just has a terrible season? Then it wouldn't be maybe a good financial.
Have a ton of weapons.
What are you saying? It's like he just doesn't play well personally?
He doesn't play well. Like but the whole team is no good.
Play well. It's so not just him.
So it'd be a backup. There's a lot of guys that haven't worked out. So you go back to where you are right now.
But maybe he's
Teddy's going to be a backup and play until he's 34, 35 anyway. Teddy's going to have another 7, 8, 9
Orleans.
Years.
Don't let New Orleans sign a backup or draft another young guy. I could be their guy in a year or two. And look at this team with Sean Payton and Michael Thomas and Alvin Kamara. Like, they have a really good team.
Zach, you got a chance to be a starting quarterback.
I understand. There's only 32 of those jobs in the world. You said it. I know.
You want to get paid in this league? If it's really about business and getting that salary over 20-plus a year, you got to start.
Starter for a garbage team, possibly, or a backup for a team and maybe a year away from being the starter there. If the money's close, I don't know if I'd take the starting job.
Yeah, I don't think it's as cut and dry as you make it out to be, Joe.
I know there's only 32 starting jobs.
It's not that simple of a decision to just say, oh, I can start and show everyone what I can do. I mean, look at Ryan Tannehill got knocked around almost as bad as anyone over the last handful of years. The Dolphins don't have a ton of weapons. They're not going to be good this season. So it's a tough situation for him. Like, I think it's a lot tougher than you're making it out to be.
Coming from you two, that's great. These guys wants to compete, man.
I understand.
Don't you want to compete and get out and start?
Sure, that would be.
Well, you're waiting for the perfect scenario. May not happen. Is there any guarantee that the Saints at some point don't draft a quarterback?
No, you're right. No, there's not.
There ain't no guarantees.
They might draft him this year for all
we know. There's also no guarantee he starts for the Dolphins. It's not 100% guarantee. They could bring him in and draft a quarterback and he can lose in camp. It's not 100% guarantee he starts for Miami.
There's a pretty good chance.
I would think if he got here,
he comes here,
he was given a kind of money's wink,
right.
Wink, yeah.
Now, if he comes in for two or three or four, even $5 million, I wouldn't come here either. Because then they're telling you, we don't really think you're a starting quarterback. They got to give him some form of a starting quarterback
sure.
pay. And it can't be $5 or $6 million.
No, I think it's got to be $10 million at minimum to come in here and be the starter.
But I just think the only thing you guys are missing, man, is this is the job that's open.
Sure. Yeah, and it's the only one right now. You're right.
And you want to compete. You guys are talking, well, I'd rather be a backup. I don't want to be a backup. Go play. Go get your money. Teddy's a competitive guy, man.
It might just be a money situation. What if there's not a big offer on the table from the Dolphins?
Man, you guys are throwing out everything. I mean, I can't.
I don't think it's a
to.
Money issue at all. I think it's a very tough decision because you look at how bad the Dolphins have the potential to be, and this is a guy that needs to show something the first time he gets an opportunity. If he's a mess, the whole team's a mess, it's going to look really bad. He's going to be finished.
Then part of Teddy go, I'm going to go in there and friggin' get these. I'm going to trust these guys to put some stuff around me, and I'm going to show them just how friggin' good I was before and I can be again. I'm going to take advantage of this, especially at home. I don't know. Maybe you guys are right.
I don't know.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Here's a text that just came
maybe
in.
You're wrong. Maybe I just,
no,
just be a backup.
Maybe.
You're right.
Why the hell would Teddy come here for 1 year knowing they're trying to tank and get their true quarterback next year? It's the right decision for Teddy. That's a text.
But no, you see, that's just. Let me just say this. Teddy can play well, and if it's not here, sign a 1 year deal. Play great, and your value goes up. Mm. Even if you're considered to be the best backup quarterback next year, you're going to make more money. Or you got a chance to go somewhere. But get your value back up so they can see you can start.
You're probably right in the back of your mind, and might be that might be the right decision.
Maybe.
But if the money's not right or if he just doesn't think this is a good place for him. Someone just said, God help me for saying this, but Hollywood's right.
Don't switch your opinion, by the way, Zach.
No,
you're right. I think you're right on this. I think it's a very, very difficult decision. It's much tougher than Joe's making it out to be.
I think that if it's a money decision, that's a different story. But this could be a good potential place for Teddy to sit maybe one more year and become the starter for the Saints.
Teddy, that would be Teddy be a backup now for or injured for 4 or 5 straight years.
Yeah, he hasn't started a game.
Do you guys agree the Dolphins could be the worst team in football next year?
We could be at the bottom, but so what? Go play.
So, but if the team's at the bottom, it's going to look poorly on Teddy Bridgewater if he starts the entire season. It's just going to. No one's going to be like, oh, the quarterback was excellent, but the team was the worst team in football. When was the last time that happened?
Listen, we all might be shocked.
God, you guys,
the quarterback, starting quarterbacks on the worst teams in football are off teams now.
You two have become the biggest quitters I've ever seen. You bunch of friggin' quitters. The easiest road, go hold the clipboard somewhere. You two, you guys are my new clipboard.
Money's close. Saints a better team.
You joined Joe Rose. Oh, God. Okay. The team's
just
better.
Double pointed.
But you don't
us.
Get
did
to
you
play.
That?
I did. That was really impressive.
A bunch
aggressive.
Of clipboarders.
That was an aggressive point.
Was?
Yeah.
It was right finger.
I moved a little to the right. You know that, right?
All right, we got
it. It was the right finger. I do appreciate it.
We're getting late here. Whatever. Teddy's going to do what Teddy's got to do. Hopefully, Teddy's just negotiating right now to get more money.
It's possible.
And today they go, we have a signing a quarterback from Northwestern High School by way of Louisville. Remember, he went through that whole thing.
Did they throw their Northwestern High School out there?
Of course,
okay.
Man.
No, I'm just saying. It's funny when you said that.
First time we've ever had a quarterback come back home to play.
Someone just texted in, you guys are downplaying the Dolphins roster. The offense returns all their weapons. We're excited about last season. Wilson, Stills, Grant, Drake, Balazs, Parker.
I don't think the weapons are as bad as you guys think.
I don't think that
just
was.
Out of curiosity,
by the way, that was smart.
If Teddy comes down here and the team is mediocre again and they win six or seven games, what in the hell do you do next year?
But it's not just the game. Like,
but he's
we might
good
win
enough
six.
He might win you four or five or six games.
Oh, now that's a new angle.
What do you do?
He you're might be
the,
too
is
good.
Is there any more friggin' angles you want to come at? Up with to tell Teddy not to come? I'm getting tired of this. Are you kidding?
You want to keep being
what
a
else
six,
you
seven,
bring
eight,
up?
Win team?
You're afraid too many people will show up in the game will get too loud for the other team's offense? God, you're a wuss. I'm sorry.
Dolphins playing Cleveland this year. You're going to go to that game.
Oh, God.
That's going to be fun. Can I go on that trip?
Hopefully they're fighting.
Can I go on that
How
trip?
About Teddy Bridgewater leads them in the last drive to win the frigging game?
Who, the Saints?
Well, somewhere.
All right, that's the story of Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah, you can pick 13 again next year. Yeah, that's great.
Radio.com.
WQAM is on the road for the big college basketball tournament. It's Hooters Hoops Hysteria. Thursday, March 21st, join Hawk and Cratter 2 p.m. at the Hooters in Coral Way for a live broadcast. Enjoy the Hoops Hysteria at Hooters. Make plans today to play hooky at Hooters. Should we be telling people to play hooky? I guess we are. At Hooters during March. Don't miss any of the action. Visit HootersFlorida.com for the location nearest you. And the Florida Panthers, by the way, they are on the road. This update's going to be brought to you by Checkers, Old Munch and Bratz, Wiener Schnitzel, potato pancakes, pretzels with mustard, and lots of German beer. You get all this and more at Checkers, Munch and German restaurant Pompano Beach. Winners of two straight, they start a four-game road trip on the West Coast at San Jose Thursday night, 10:30 puck drop, and then Saturday, 4 p.m. puck drop in L.A. That is your Florida Panthers update there, brought to you by Checkers, Old Munch and Bratz, Wiener Schnitzel, potato pancakes, pretzels with mustard, lots and lots of German beer. Get all this and more at Checkers, Old Munch and German restaurant in Pompano Beach.
All right, getting caught up on everything around here as you got in. Lenny the leader will be very happy to hear you get all that stuff.
I can read some more if you want. I got more to read.
That's very good.
I'll have a giveaway at the end of the segment, too.
All right. Hey, you just put them in there, man. Whatever you have to do.
That's my job.
So
he's telling him it's a tennis giveaway. He'll be pleased about it.
It is a tennis giveaway.
Oh, no. You can do that whenever you want.
Okay. Just want to make sure.
No. We could do those next week. It all starts up. By the way, little tennis update. I watched Djokovic lose last night.
Oof.
A little surprise in the tournament.
You're okay after that? Does that stuff bother you?
No.
Right. He's not a joker guy. No, you know that. Okay.
Not joker guy.
Right. He only cries when Federer loses.
Have you ever cried when Roger Federer lost a match?
No.
Okay.
Honestly, I hate to break it to you.
You don't have to break it to me.
Outside of my own team's losing, I might have been really upset once or twice. But anybody else losing, I've been okay. Mm. I'm not saying I haven't been a little disappointed, but no. You're not going to see me cry because one of my teams lose.
You excited that
First
I told you?
First of all, if it happened with the Dolphins, I'd be literally couldn't cry anymore.
No, you're done. There's no more tears left for that. Are you excited to be going to Cleveland this year? I just looked at the schedule. There's no date on it yet, but Dolphins will be playing in the dog pound this year.
That might be their 1 o'clock game.
No, I think that's the Dolphins' 4 o'clock game. I feel like that's the only game of the season, unless it's really good New England at the end of the season.
Jarvis Landry will have that team so fired
contagious,
up.
Bro.
It's contagious, yep. bro.
But
read my mind.
It's contagious.
Jarvis Landry, more than hating the Dolphins or disliking the Dolphins, hates one person more than a team, and that's the head coach with the Jets.
And the Browns play in New York this year.
Jarvis will have that team so jacked up in New York. Probably Odell, too. He'll be right fired up.
That's
to go
his
back
game
home.
Back to New York, yeah. and that's Jarvis Landry versus Adam Gase. So it's a home game for the Jets, but the Browns play at Jets and the Dolphins play at Browns this year. Just weird that this is the season you get the North.
Yeah.
With all the stuff happening with Cleveland.
I tell you, it's crazy. Crazy. We'd be talking about Cleveland and how good on paper they are. Now, do you ever think that we'd have that Cleveland would have the problem of only one football for so many players that are so good and maybe the most talented offense in the National Football League once
close
they get
it.
Done with suspensions? And they get all these guys done, including making sure that that Odell signs off on this deal today at 4 o'clock.
Could something want to backfire here where the Odell trade doesn't go through?
Only thing I
is it
see,
possible?
The only thing a little bit of me thinks is Odell just saw what Antonio did and went, oh, hell no. This ain't going to cut. But I think they've been talking about this. Jarvis
just got
Landry's
$98 million last year.
Yeah.
Like, that was the deal. It's not like he got a crappy deal.
Got paid damn near like a quarterback. Which...
I mean, he was the highest paid receiver until Antonio Brown signed his deal.
Yeah.
And now he wants another deal.
And why we got this going on, just get you caught up on the Dolphins and news there. Big surprise for me. DeVante Parker signs a two-year, $10 million contract because I thought he would want a fresh start. Forget the team. I knew the team wasn't going to pick up the one-year, $9.5 million. I thought he would just say, hey, told his agent, I need a fresh start, and re-signs with the Dolphins 2 year for $10 million. And, of course, DeVante Parker also went to Louisville. You wonder if he didn't call Teddy and say, hey, Teddy.
Maybe it's part of the recruiting process.
Come on, man. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen today. I do know the Dolphins still got to get a veteran quarterback.
Correct.
And if it's not Teddy – it's got to be Taylor coming in, right? It's got to be somebody like that. And then if you don't do that, then you're going down to what?
Fitzpatrick, guys like that. Maybe talk Josh McCown into coming back. He's already told the Jets he wants some time off. By the way, that door is wide open. And there is a clear path for Ryan Tannehill to go to the Jets.
Well, I've been saying this since Ryan – Since
Adam
Gase
took the job. You're right.
Adams,
you're right. You
nobody's
have.
Been a bigger fan of Ryan Tannehill than Adam Gase. It's only fitting that he takes him. He knows what he's getting.
Yep.
Probably a good situation for him.
Play behind Sam Darnold.
Ryan Tannehill is like everybody else and looking, saying, how many open jobs are left except the one I'm leaving
right
now?
That's right. He's leaving the only job right now. That's wide open for starter.
So...
by the way, I was reading this. Field Yates, Q sent me this. Field Yates, NFL insider, said source is part of the restructured deal that now runs through 2020. Dolphins wide receiver DeVante Parker agreed to reduce his base salary from $9.387 million to $3.5 million. Miami creates north of $4.5 million in cap space, while Parker's deal suggests he has to earn his roster spot this summer.
Base salary
from $9.3 to $3.5.
I'm still very surprised. DeVante wasn't going to get big money on the open market. I'm just really surprised that he said, hey, I want a fresh start. The head coach is gone, who I wasn't a fan of, and his coaches, so I'm ready to go. And so we'll see. We'll see what it is. But if it doesn't work out, it sounds like he'll be gone if he doesn't come in and have a good camp and get himself ready to go. Also, of course, the other news, and this is, I was hoping, just in the back of my mind going, I hope they get Cam Wake for one more year, man. And I know it's a rebuild, and I know what they're doing. But, hey, good for Cam. Gets a three-year, $23 million, $10 million guaranteed. So if you read into it, Cam's good for 1 year for $10 million for sure. And then we'll see how he plays this year and if they have him back. 37 years old, though. With 98 sacks in the history, second most in the history of this franchise, one of the great players in this franchise, he will be missed. Just a really, really good guy.
Ring of Honor guy, all that stuff. That's fine.
Yeah. All
but
of it.
Let's. What about bigger picture? Hall of Famer? Could Cam Wake make the Hall of Fame?
Not enough.
Okay. 98 not sacks, a lot of sacks.
But I got to tell you, his story got cut from the NFL, out of football, literally had a year out, was just working, was just working for a living, went up to give it a shot in the CFL and just tore it
dominated.
Up. Dominated. Ends up having five teams, if I recall, was five teams interested, and Jeff Ireland got him to come here. It's one of the best things Jeff Ireland
did
because he ended up, you got this guy who came into the league at 27 years old.
Can you imagine? Give him three more years in young prime years.
Yeah. And 37 years old, got himself another contract where he's already made a lot of money. And that's why we're sitting here talking about 98 sacks in his career. Amazing. You throwing all those sacks he had in this CFL.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Then maybe he's a Hall of Famer.
But anyway, yeah, I Cam was one of my favorite guys. We're going to try to hopefully get him on here the next couple of days and see if we can't track him down.
On his way to Nashville.
Say to him, I'm guessing he'll stay down here and make this
home. But going to a nice city.
Everything. So, man, it's been really, really crazy stuff. We got to go to break, man. I'm running super late. I didn't even realize it. I swear I looked up, and I did not even realize it. We'll check in on a text machine. On the Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line, 56022. We'll be back in just a moment. Check in on your text machine here.
Plenty.
A lot coming
Swollen.
In. Yeah, yeah. Especially with the local guy.
Yes.
Everybody got an opinion on the local guy?
Everyone does.
Everybody got an opinion on Teddy. You don't have to say his last name. You just say Teddy.
A lot of people are saying that Hollywood's right. Should I read those?
That's all right. I don't care. That's right. Well, no, I don't care. Everybody's got their own opinion. It's fine.
Well, there's no right and
not
wrong.
Not trying to win a popularity contest. I'm just telling you. Come on in, man.
There's no right and wrong. I mean, you're wrong, Joe, but there's no right and wrong.
All right. Well, one thing we can all. That was fun.
Not a jerky.
He lost the debate.
I did. I didn't lose anything with you.
Did Q already announce you the winner? Is that it?
I always love. That's just what's the easiest road to get paid, right? Right? That's right.
Radio.com.
QAM.
Right now, go to WQAM.com and enter to win a grandstand package to the Miami Open. The Miami Open, one of the premier tennis events featuring the best players from around the world. With its new home at Hard Rock Stadium, the event will provide an incredible experience for avid tennis fans and casual event enthusiasts alike. For ticketing information, visit www.miamiopen.com. And how about this? Right now, caller number 5 to 800-227-0560. You'll win a pair of single-day admission tickets to that Miami Open. So make sure you go to WQAM.com. To enter to win a grandstand package, and make sure you're calling number 5 right now to 800-227-0560 to win a pair of single-day admission tickets to the Miami Open. You're not eligible, Joe.
No, I can't wait, man. Next week. Next week, it's coming. It's always funny. Like, all the tennis fans know it's coming, right? They're watching Tennis Channel. They pay attention. It's kind of a great time of the year to be going out to tennis. Now, and it's been at Key Biscayne. Now it's going to be at Hard Rock. But I always wonder, like, I guess we're looking for people who just want to go out, see the whole thing. The environment is going to
enjoy the environment and watch some great tennis.
Oh, my God. And they put all these really nice restaurants out there. You have the beer all over the place. Oh, it's going to be beautiful, man.
By the way, did you see the Twitter feed for Jessica Canseco?
No.
15 hours ago, Jessica.
She finally has said something.
Jessica Canseco, her verified account. Those false accusations Jose is making are not true. I've known Alex for many years and haven't even seen him in over 5. I certainly did not sleep with him. I'm friendly with both him and Jennifer. As for Jose, he could keep playing with his alien friends.
Well, that put a halt to that.
So Jose Canseco rumors about sleeping with Jessica. Look like they are to be false, according to Jessica, at least. But that was 15 hours ago she tweeted out that.
Well, I hope we're going to give her the benefit of the doubt that what she said is true.
Well, I mean, in all honesty.
Was he down here signing autographs at a bar yesterday?
Who?
Did I see that on Twitter? Jose Canseco was signing autographs at a bar?
I don't know for sure. I'll tell you what.
I don't know how much he comes back.
It wasn't for free. Jose does not do anything at this point for free. And if you follow Jose, by the way, the first couple tweets he usually sends out are, this is what's happening, I'm the right, you're wrong, here's more about it, and the third one usually is, I'll fight you around the corner. So they always end with, I'll fight you in a ring for money or for this or in an octagon or something like that. But Jessica Canseco has now come out and spoke from her official Twitter account.
Listen, you hear that and you're going, oh, this is bad look. And so that was good to hear, whether they're all friends. And I'm guessing they all go back, don't they? I mean, I don't know about Jessica. I know the first wife. They all were down here together, and I'm sure – at one point, I believe I was told that Alex and Jose were pretty good friends.
Seems like it.
I don't know. It's just the whole thing.
Interesting stuff there.
It's crazy. We should be, honestly, we should have been talking about those two guys just being two of the greatest baseball players to ever come out of South Florida.
Right.
I didn't forget about your Hawk, Andre Dawson. There are a lot of guys, but there have been a lot of guys through the years. Paul Merrill's from down here. There have been a lot of guys who were great baseball players. But instead, we're talking, about two guys that have tarnished careers now with all the other stuff.
Yep,
anyway, yep. What do you got rolling in here?
All right, 56022 Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. Let me read you a couple real quick. Hey, Joe, how do you feel about Billy Turner getting $30 million in free agency after Gase cut him midseason a couple years back?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I actually was surprised to see that. I think he got $28 million over 4 years.
Yep.
Surprised me.
Damn it, Joe, stick to the process. No winning veteran quarterbacks. Bortles, Falk, and Ruddick. Screw Teddy. That's it. Can you imagine if that's your quarter? If those are your quarterbacks going into next season, I'm just going to be honest with you. If they win more than two games, I'd be shocked. If they start the season with Blake Bortles, Luke Falk, and Jake Ruddick as their three quarterbacks, and they go any better than 2-14, it'd be a good job by Flores. Because that is going to be a really, really bad quarterback display.
Well, I hate to break it to you. Flores is going to do everything he can to win every game.
I understand
whatever
that.
They give him.
With whatever they
and
give
he
him,
knows,
sure.
He knows there's a lot that's got to be cleaned up. He knows he's probably going to have some guys on this roster that won't be in the future because there are going to be some young guys that aren't good enough to play and don't get better. But
nothing says tanking more than re-signing Devontae Parker, someone texted in.
All right, whatever.
Why do you guys keep looking for a quarterback for the Dolphins? They have three. Fails, Jake Ruddick, and Luke Falk. These are the texts coming in right now. All of them.
Anything else? I'm just letting everybody go today. Go ahead.
Teddy. Someone, Teddy. Teddy's always been about Teddy. He could have went to UM and backed out back in the day, and he could have come to the Dolphins and backed out. He doesn't want to come home.
Well, there's a little bit missing there. Randy Shannon got fired or he was coming. I mean, don't be afraid that you left a little something there.
Someone texted in, tank for Tua. Clap your hands. Tank for Tua. Clap your hands. He just wants me to keep doing it. You tank for Tua?
I'd love to get Tua, but I got a year. I'm not.
I know.
It's
like the same guys who say tank for Trevor. Let's wait a couple of years for that guy.
Yeah.
That'd be fun. Be a fun couple seasons. Wouldn't it be some crap if Ryan Tannehill got Adam Gase fired twice?
Ooh. He's safe for a while.
Yeah.
And by the way, Adam Gase ain't got a whole lot of pull going on in New York, in case anybody hasn't noticed.
No, it doesn't seem like it.
It doesn't have the look like he's getting involved. Like, he didn't go in the office and go, I want Le'Veon to get more money now, damn it.
Exactly. He's probably waiting to see if one of the personnel guys. Dolphins are waiting for Bortles to get cut to complete the tank job. How excited are you going to be next year if you're calling Blake Bortles touchdown interceptions? Are we making you feel worse about the whole Dolphins thing?
No, that wouldn't excite me to bring in Blake Bortles after you let Ryan Tannehill go. Mm-hmm. You're letting the same guy go twice.
You're right.
You're bringing in his
cutting
twin
one and
brother. We got 9 o'clock hour coming. I'm done with you guys.
Yeah, you seem bummed now. I'm sorry. I'll just read. Here, there's a new one. Tank for Fromm.
Tank for Fromm. We haven't had Tank for Fromm.
I figured I'd make you smile.
I don't know much about the Oregon guy. I didn't see him play much.
Justin Herbert. We talked to Mario Cristobal when you were out one day.
What'd he say?
He says he's grooming him for the Dolphins.
I'm going to do something for South Florida.
That's it.
But I'm going to still try to get all your kids, too.
Yeah, that's
I'm going to be recruiting out here a lot.
Yeah. How many beers is Joe going to consume covering the 2019 Dolphins? Guessing there's going to be a whole bunch of Corona Lights.
I expect it's going to be a long year, yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a long year.
And the final one for this hour. If the Finns really want to tank, keep Tannehill.
That's not going to happen.
Bring Matt Moore back.
Can't do that. I see Matt Moore might be coaching.
Looks like he's doing something, right?
Hey, we got to go to break here. 9 o'clock hours coming up. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.